I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. For our GeoQuiz today, we're searching for some intangible cultural heritage. That's how the UN's cultural body, UNESCO, refers to traditions around the world worth protecting. These range from Mongolian calligraphy to Armenia's water festival to Sumatra's Dance of a Thousand Hands. Frank Prochan is with UNESCO's Intangible Cultural Heritage section. He's in Bali, Indonesia, along with other UNESCO delegates to update the world's list of intangible cultural heritage. How many traditions are under consideration?
This year, there are about 79 files that will be considered by the Intergovernmental Committee of 24 states that look at the nominations, look at the recommendations of expert advisors, and then have to make the decisions.
And do they have anything in common, these items on the list?
If they're recommended, they should have certain things in common. That means they should satisfy all of the criteria. Intangible heritage is the expressions and practices and things that people do that provide a source of identity. They should play an important role in the life of one community or another, maybe a small one, 50 or 100 people, and maybe a community of tens of millions.
Give us a random sampling. I'm just really curious to know what's being considered this year. A random sampling from the list.
Okay, we have Huzhen Yimakan storytelling from an ethnic group in China. Iran has proposed the skills of building and sailing boats in the Persian Gulf. We have some rites of passage from the Maasai community in Kenya. We have a nomination for some sung prayers from a very small Amazonian Indian group in Peru.
And you're in Indonesia. Does a host nation, Indonesia, have anything, any practices that are being considered?
This year, the nomination that is being considered from Indonesia is a dance called the Saman Dance from Aceh, from the region that was hit by the horrible tsunami.
Right.
And this is a dance that's very important to the local people there.
It's got to be a sign of prestige for a country to get a slice of their culture protected. How competitive can UNESCO status get between countries?
It's not a competition. And that's one of the fundamental characteristics of intangible heritage under the convention. Yes, it may be prestigious for a community to be included, but it doesn't imply that their heritage is more valuable. It simply means that they have taken the initiatives and the measures and in cooperation with the country in which they're living to bring it to the attention of the world.
I understand you're still going through the submissions, but I'm wondering if there are one or two that have really caught your eye.
The one nomination for our urgent safeguarding list that had the unanimous support of all of the experts who examined it is a tradition from swan singing from Phu Tho province in Vietnam. This is
swan singing, did you say?
Swan, X-O-A-N.
Okay. Right.
It's from north of Hanoi, a tradition that involves small singing groups performing both in temples and in social occasions. The country has recognized that it's in fragile condition.
Tell us, why did this type of singing from Vietnam kind of fall into neglect? I mean, just to get a sense of various pressures that are on culture around the world.
In Vietnam, as listeners will well know, there's, decades of social disruption, conflict, transformations from a feudal society of temples and lords to a socialist society. Along that way, those kinds of traditions were not well seen, let us say, by the authorities, whether actively or passively through neglect. People got the message that this wasn't the way to be modern. It wasn't the way to be part of contemporary society. And they stopped singing. They stopped teaching their children. That has changed in Vietnam, certainly, in the last 20, 25 years. There's been, on the one hand, an economic liberalization and opening, but also a return to these traditions that had been, in many cases, neglected or discouraged, and a real sense of pride, a sense of revitalization, and communities realizing this is something we can't afford to lose. This is what makes us distinct. It's what makes us humans. It's what gives us an identity different than our neighbors, and we need to hold on to these things.
Frank Prochan with the Intangible Cultural Heritage section for UNESCO, speaking to us from Bali, where UNESCO is currently meeting. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
Now to our geoquiz. As we heard, there are 79 traditions vying for protection as part of the world's intangible cultural heritage, but only one is actively supported by this pop singer.
Hi, I'm Nelly Furtado, and I'd like to express my full support for Fado's candidacy for World Heritage status.
Fado is Portugal's entry to the Intangible Cultural Heritage List. The sad melodies and lyrics of Fado are considered an expression of the nation's soul. And according to Portugal's Museum of Fado, there's only one city where Fado developed into the musical form that it is today. Which city is that? No time to overthink this one. The answer is Lisbon.